We now welcome onto the program a woman I could not love more, Susan Sarandon. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Now, Susan has a new film out called The Meddler, which we're going to talk about. But Susan, I just wanted to say to you that in the movie Enchanted, when you stepped out in full queen regalia, that was one of the hottest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I did enjoy that, although I've got to say it took like seven people to get me in that outfit.
I would have to think that when you were on the set with that thing and you're wearing that outfit, every guy on the set hit on you.
Well, I have to say that when I was in Times Square, that there were a number of people that were dressed similarly that looked scant. So I guess it was, it depended on where you were.
Yeah.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with Susan Sarandon. So, The Meddler, it stars you, J.K. Simmons, Rose Byrne, and Jason Ritter. You play a widowed mom who moves to L.A. to be near her single daughter. Are we talking comedy, drama, or both?
We're talking comedy, definitely. And I think that the best kind of comedy every now and then has a moment that catches you by surprise. So, I think that people, there are maybe two places where it's moving, in a way that you don't expect, and that's what I love about it. For me, that's the most difficult kind of film to make, but the one that I enjoy seeing the most. And I don't think we're making them too often anymore. So people are responding. It's a tiny film, and the people are really responding to it, and I'm hoping that it has a chance for it to, catch on, because it's one of those movies you can go to with friends, you can go to on a date, you can bring your kids, you can whatever, and there's always something to talk about afterwards.
Well, speaking of something to talk about, this has obviously been in the news, and I wanted to hear from you where you talked about when the day comes that you want to retire from acting, you would consider directing porn.
Right.
So
that's
let's...
Right.
Let's talk about that. What
well,
is
I, you know, from now I'm not. I have to preface this by saying I have not seen a lot of porn, but the porn that I have seen has been very disappointing. The acting is bad. It's not very sexy. It's terrible to women. Nobody seems like they're having a good time. And what I understand is that it's just everybody's, especially kids, are watching porn so easily now online that they're forming opinions of what women want and what they should be doing and whatever from porn. And I thought there must be, certainly we could be able to have some female friendly porn or something that's more interesting than that. And but I have not done my research, so I don't know. It could very well exist already, and I just don't know where to go for it.
No, it doesn't.
Well, you're definitely on to something, because there's a phrase that's come up the last maybe year or so called being porn ruined. And that's exactly what it's referring to, that you're watching this stuff. It's not reality-based. You're getting the complete wrong idea about what people want. And so there's a word for it. So I think you're on to something.
Well, I don't think I have time right now to delve into it, but I thought, well, maybe when I'm 80, because, of course, when you're in your 80s, I don't think anyone will blame you for anything if you're that long. So I thought, well, if there's nothing that's really fun to do in my 80s acting-wise, maybe I'd turn to that. Right now I have a documentary film company, and we're, that's kind of interesting, and I'm going to be, I have another long job in the fall, and I've got another grandchild on the way in the fall. So, I'm still pretty busy.
Your dance card's full.
Why my meddling hasn't gotten out of control, because I don't have the time to constantly be at one of my kids' houses, although I do talk to them every day.
How many grandkids do you have?
My daughter has one daughter now, Marlo, and she's expecting a little boy in the fall.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, you
and
got
luckily, my boys have not started doing that because they are not ready.
My stupid kids can't even get a date. I'd love to have a grandkid.
It's so much easier than having children.
Yeah. I mean, I've
much
said,
easier.
I've said, having kids while, entertaining, it's just overrated.
Well, I got to tell you, when they get older, I don't know how old your kids are, but my kids are now teaching me things and turning me on to things culturally that I would never find. And we're enjoying each other in a completely different way than we did when I was cutting their meat. It doesn't mean that they have to tell me when they take off and when they land. I still always want to know that they're safe. But you know, I find that it's just been great to get to know them as people, and of course, it's been sometimes difficult for them to get to know me as I person I was before they came into being, because of course, kids think that you're just, you know, only exist for them. Mm-hmm. But I think it goes into another whole area if you can let go of those preconceived notions of who people are and just be in the present.
We've been speaking with Susan Sarandon. Her new film, The Meddler, is out now. Susan, I couldn't have enjoyed our conversation more.
Thank you, and thanks for helping us with the film.
You bet. Good luck with it. I will see it. Thank you.